competition and fun activities. Adult meditation classes register at www.ashirwadablessing.org or Sri Raula at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston, at 1320 West 34th Street, 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., Sunday festivals, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or Hare Krishna Dham at gmail.com. Houston Namdwara, a prayer house where the Hare Ram Hare Krishna Mahamantra is continuously chanted. Timings for weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. and 7 to 4 p.m. Weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Weekly Gopa Kutiram children's heritage classes and Srimad Bhagavat classes. Call 281-402-6585. Visit www.godivinity.org, or that is for Global Origination for Divinity, Global Organization for Divinity. And that's all the announcement we have this week.
Hari Naam Bas
Thank you.
हरि नाम बसे, हरि नाम बसे, हरि नाम बसे, हरि नाम बसे। जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया। जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, जिनके द्वारे पर गंग बहे, जिनके द्वारे पर गंग बहे, जिनके द्वारे पर गंग बहे, तिन कूप का नीर पिया न पिया, तिन कूप का नीर पिया न पिया। रे जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया। जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, जिन काम किया परमारथ का, 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 तिन हाथ से दान दिया न दिया, तिन हाथ से दान दिया न दिया। रे जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया। जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, जिनके घर एक सपूत भयो। बहुत सुंदर पंक्तियां हैं, ध्यान दीजिएगा। जिनके घर, जिनके घर, जिनके घर, जिनके घर एक सपूत भयो। रे जिनके घर एक सपूत भयो, जिनके घर एक सपूत भयो, तिन लाख कपूत भया न भया, तिन लाख कपूत भया न भया। रे जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम
लिया न लिया जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे। भजन की सबसे सुंदर पंक्तियां यहां हैं, विशेष ध्यान दीजिएगा।
जिन मात पिता की सेवा करी, जिन मात पिता की सेवा करी, जिन मात पिता की सेवा करी, सेवा करी, जिन मात पिता की सेवा करी, तिन तीरथ व्रत किया न किया, ओ तिन तीरथ व्रत किया न किया रे, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे। जिनके द्वारे पर गंग बहे, तिन कूप का नीर पिया न पिया, जिन काम किया परमारथ का, तिन हाथ से दान दिया न दिया, जिनके घर एक सपूत भयो, तिन लाख कपूत भया न भया, जिन मात पिता की सेवा करी, तिन तीरथ व्रत किया न किया, तुलसीदास विचार कहे, तुलसीदास विचार कहे, तुलसीदास विचार कहे, कपटी को मीत किया न किया, हो कपटी को मीत किया न किया रे, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, तिन और का नाम लिया न लिया, जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे, भगवान बसे, राधे श्याम बसे।
दिस वीक on Thursday is Ganesh Chaturthi. The Ganesh Chaturthi is celebrated as birth anniversary of Lord Ganesha. On Ganesh Chaturthi, Lord Ganesh is worshipped as the god of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. It is believed that Lord Ganesh was born during Shukla Paksha of Bhadrapad month. The Ganeshotsav, the festivity of Ganesh Chaturthi, ends after 10 days on Ananta Chaturdashi, which is also known as Ganesh Visarjan Day. On Anant Chaturdashi, devotees immerse idol of Lord Ganesh in water body after a gala street procession. Ganpati Sthapan and Ganpati Puja Muhurt. Ganesh Puja is performed during Madhyan, as it is believed that Lord Ganesh was born during Madhya Kal. Madhyan Kal is equivalent to midday according to Hindu division of the days. Ganapati Sthapan and Ganapati Puja on Ganesh Chaturthi are done during the Madhyan part of the day, and as per Vedic astrology, it is considered to be the most appropriate time for Ganesh Puja. There are some other legendary stories associated with Ganesh Chaturthi, and it is believed that one should not sight the moon on Ganesh Chaturthi Sighting moon on Ganesh Chaturthi creates Mithya Dosa or Mithya Kalank, which means false accusation of stealing something. As per Puranic religion, Lord Krishna was falsely accused of stealing precious jewel named Swayantaka. After seeing flight of Lord Krishna, sage Narad informed that Lord Krishna sighted moon on the day of Bhadrapada Shukla Chaturthi, and because of that he was been cursed with Mithya Dosha. Sage Narad further informed Lord Krishna that God Chandra has been cursed by Lord Ganesh that anyone who sighted moon on Shukla Chaturthi during Bhadrapada month would also be cursed with Mithya Dosha and would be tainted and dishonored in the society. On the advice of Lord Sage Narada, Lord Krishna observed Ganesh Chaturthi fasting on that day and get rid of the Mithya Dosha. So that is the legend associated with Ganesh Chaturthi. And friends, this Ganesh Chaturthi falls on Thursday and there will be big celebration in the Houston temples. However, would like you to inform that this day was popularized by Bal Gangadhar Tilak in recent history.
Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Om Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Om Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Om Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Om Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya
Ganapataye Namo Namaha Shri Siddhi Vinayak Namo Namaha Ashta Vinayak Namo Namaha Ganapati Bappa Moraya अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
गणपतये
ये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org and click on the Listen Live button right on the top of the screen there. Also, our studio number is 832-704-9273. You can give us a call and give us your suggestions and your comments. We'll be happy to take your comments on the air. And now it is time for Sri Meenakshi Temple segment. Tarai is traveling today, so she sent us a recording. So this is a recorded segment.
Vanakkam Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all invited to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can also sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org. You can refer to Temple Times News Magazine of what is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can listen to this program as well as you can call the temple 281-489-0358 as to the upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple, which we also bring you today. Today, with Venkata Ekadashi, Venkateshwara Abhishekam is happening as we speak at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And also Pradosham, Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam, and also on the Purnami happens at 6:30 p.m. Satyanarayana Puja. Sankatahara Chaturthi and Ganapati Homam and Abhishekam happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple on Tuesday, and Shravanam is also the nakshatra on which there is Venkateshwara Abhishekam happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Meenakshi Temple recites these suktas or chanting of prayers which invokes the particular type of God. Those are the suktas from the Rig Veda and the yologies through the which the deities are invoked. And it is also incantations that containing brilliant thoughts which our ancient sages arrived after their minute observations, contemplation and analysis of the natural phenomena they came across. Each and every phenomena of nature was a matter of contemplation for the sages. They marveled in orderly way which Mother Nature functions, and the Rig Veda has got beautiful chants called the suktas. Actually, there are about 102 suktas, and they are also given different names to it. Devi Sukta, Hiranyagarbha, Medha, Nadi Stuti, Narayana Sukta. But the most famous of them is the Purusha Sukta and the Sri Sukta. We are now going to bring you a chanting of the Bhagya Sukta. What exactly is Bhagya Suktam? Soon after you hear this, I will be explaining to you, because Bhagya Suktam, when chanted, brings you good luck and good fortunes. Let us listen to this chant.
Padar Kim Padar Kim Dhara Hai Padar.
Yes, what you have been listening is the Bhagya Suktam. Bhagya Suktam is a prayer to God of wealth and fortune, and he is the son of Aditi, supporter and bestower of bliss. Though Bhaga is not a Puranic god, he has contributed to the names of the words Bhagavan. Bhagya is always Bhoga. Since Sanskrit, along with its meaning, it is also said that it brings good fortune. And as we invoke the fire god Agni, Indra, sun god, the rain god Varuna, Ashwini Kumaras, we also invoke Bhaga, the god of fortune. And it is said that in most of the prayers, it sounds very monotonous, and then it is also set in certain metric, and also the saying of the words, you have to learn proper Sanskrit. Down the road, what happened? Everyone was chanting this on an everyday basis. But once we lost it, it is only said only in some of the temples of India that they still chant these Vedic Rudras and the Vedas on a very regular basis. And normally we always get scared of what is going on. How do we know this? How do we learn it? Actually, by repetition of all these mantras, we can get into this kind of a vibrations that we create, which also gives us that the feedback comes back from the different devatas whom we invoke. And that is said in this particular Bhaga. In the morning, we make as our own Bhaga, who is the son of Aditi and the great supporter. And therefore, even the gods who appear out to be great are making Bhaga for us. This is the chanting of the mantra, Bhaga Parendhar Bhaga Satyoradho Bhage Mam Dhiya Maudhava Madhanada Bhago Prano Janayagho Bir Ashvai Bhaga Nibhir Vantasayama. This is how they chant it, but this has got a direct meaning also. It is not just the words put together. It says, O Bhaga, cross our way. O Bhaga, give us the true gifts. Continue giving your true gifts. Add us cows, horses, so that we bestow on us both like ordinary men and we can live like kings. This is what they are invoking. These Sanskrit words have profound meaning in them. And it also says, Bhaga, the one who gives me wealth, luck, O gods, make us lucky. We pray with all our mind so that you be our leader and lead us into wealth. This is how they have been. We worship at dawn. We make them come to the pure palace with strong horses leading the chariot and turn towards the essence of all riches. So this is the prayer that we are listening to. Let us go back to the prayers and listen more to this chanting.
Yeah. you were listening to the Bhagya Suktam, which is in the Rig Veda, the scriptures that talk about the slokas or the mantras that are chanted for good luck. What is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, 23rd Saturday will be Satyanarayana Puja at 6:30 p.m. 25th Shankatahara Chaturthi and Ganapati Homam and Abhishekam, Sravanam Sri Venkateshwara Abhishekam. Sri Meenakshi Temple requests students who would like to register for the fall 2013-2014 BHS class. You can go to www.emeenakshi.org, click on MTS VHS information link and select the class you want to register, and you can also pay fees on the website. And you will also receive the receipt in email. And returning students, you can log into the system with your email address and your password. And we all hope that you will be able to register, because this is a very highly popular heritage class that happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We have over almost 200 students come and join in these classes. And you can also register for the courses you wish to and add the students if you are registering for multiple students. And you can also access www.emeenakshi.org. You can access the Temple Times News Magazine both for the second quarter of 2013 as well as the third quarter has also been published in our website. Let me now talk to you about another sukta. This is called the Sri Suktam. Sri Suktam is also like the Bhagya Suktam, which is a Vedic, this one is a Vedic shloka addressed to Goddess Mahalakshmi, Goddess of Wealth, Prosperity and Fertility. This is a very more popular Sri Suktam, is being chanted in most of the temples, especially in the Sannidhi where Mahalakshmi has been Pratishtha, and as well as Lakshmi, the concert, eternal concert of Lord Narayana. It is said when you worship Mahalakshmi, Lord Narayana automatically follows and comes. That is what, you know, when you always do puja for Lakshmi, Lord Narayana also is there and you pray for both of them. The description in the Sri Sukta, where she has been lauded in golden words in glorious terms, just as no difference between the power holder and the power, she is the presiding deity of all divine manifestation. Sri Sukta is one of the Pancha Suktams, which is the Purusha Suktam, Vishnu Suktam, Sri Suktam, Bhu Suktam and Neela Suktam. It is recited to bring bliss into the family. For those who recite this with devout intent and discipline, it is widely believed that recitation of this powerful shlokam bestows unerring power unto the character and personality of those who recite it and to their general being. Sri Suktam is a never-failing mantra to provoke prosperity, goodness, health, wealth and well-being of a person as well as the whole family. Well, what else do you need when the whole family itself is very happy? And these, there are Sri Suktams which will also render getting married for the young girls to get good grooms, leading a happy life and also be excellent in your studies and also getting a good progeny. Here we are bringing you this stotram, Sri Suktam.
Shut up.
Yes, that was a beautiful recitation of the Sri Suktam,
which bestows the blessings of Goddess Mahalakshmi. It's kind of, it's also in the sacred knowledge in the scriptures of Hinduism, Shruti is what is heard or revealed by the rishis. Most holy hymns and mantras are put together in the four collections called the Rig, Sama, Yajur and Atharva Vedas. Rig Veda is the Veda in the form of Suktis, which means beautiful statements. The collection of the beautiful composed incantations itself is a sukta. Sukta is also synonymous with richas. Rith is incantation containing phrases, and Veda means knowledge. Suktas are enchanted Vedic hymns, and they praise different forms of God and goddesses, which are known as suktams, and the Sri Suktam is one of the Pancha Suktas, such as the Purusha Suktam, Narayana Suktam, and as I said, Bhu Suktam and Neela Suktam are all addressed to Goddess Lakshmi. And let me now bring you one more Suktam today, which will be the Purusha Suktam, which is in praise of Lord Narayana.
Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om Tacham Yora Vruni Mahe Gatum Yajnaya Gatum Yajna Padaye Daivi Swastir Astunaha Swastir Manushevjaha Udhram Jigatu Vesajam Semno Astut Vipare Semjatushpade Om Shanti.
And I am sorry about this. We are continuing the Purusha Suktam.
Apunaha tato vishvam yajakramate sashana nashane abhi tasma virada jayata virajo adhipurushaha Sajato atyarichyata Paschat bhumi matho puraha Yat purushena habisha Deva yajyamatan vata Vasanto asya sidajyam Krishma idma sharat havihi Sapta asya sanparithayaha Tres sapta samithak kritaha Devayat yajyam tan vanaha Abadhan purusham pasham Tam yajyam varihi shifraukshanne Purusham jatam agrataha Tena deva ayajamta Sadhyarisha yashtaye Tasma Samhritam Krishadharjyam Pashukistagashchakreva Yadhyane Aranyan Gramnyashchaye Tasmaat Yajyat Sarvahutaha Vrichasamani Jagire Chandagumsi Jagire Tasmaat Yajostasmaat Ajayata Tasmadashva ajayanta ekecho bhayadataha gavo hajagire tasmad jata ajavayaha yat purusham vyadadhuh katidha vyakalpayan mukham kimasya kovahu kaburu vada vuchyete Kamasit Baburadhanya Kritaha Uro Tadasya Yadvaishyaha Padhyagum Sutro Ajayata Chandrama Manaso Jataha Chakso Suryo Ajayata Mukha
listening to Sri, the recitation of Purusha Sukta. Purusha Sukta is the hymn from the Rig Veda dedicated to the Purusha, which is the cosmic being. The seer of this is Rishi Narayana, and the Sukta can evoke God's experience in the seeker. And it has 16 verses, and 15 of them in the Anushtup Chanda, which is the lines in which it is choreographed, and the final one is in the Trishuddha Meter. The version of the Suktam consists 24 verses with first 18 mantras designated to Purva Narayana and later to Uttara Narayana. It gives a description of the spiritual unity of the universe, and it also presents the nature of the Purusha. One very interesting fact I would like to point out here, some portions of the Purusha Suktam is being kind of taught even in regular schools here in the United States of America. My son, when he was in middle school, his history teacher was teaching a little bit of all the religions, and when it came to Hinduism, they were talking about this Mahapurusha, and especially the part in which how creation was made and how the division of made according to the work that is being rendered. So that was the varnas that was in the description of this Purusha Sukta, which were interpreted by many people in many different ways, and it totally lost its original meaning. So fortunately, my son's teacher called me to the class because she didn't understand it. She was born here in America. She had absolutely no kind of an idea as to what Hinduism is at all. And she was trying to teach the class and she couldn't understand, and she was good enough to call me to find out. I had to go learn it from the temple priest, Sri Rajaratna Bhattar at Sri Meenakshi Temple, who gave me the exact significance. In the verses 5 and 15, the creation myth of Rig Veda, creation is described with the origination of the Virata Purusha, the cosmic body of the Virata Purusha. Its intelligence manifests himself appearance of diversity. In the verses, it is held that Purusha, through sacrifice of himself, brought forth the birds, the animals, the forest-dwelling animals, the domestic animals, the three Vedas. From his mouth, arms, thighs and feet, the four Varnas are born. The moon, also associated with the mind, takes birth from the Purusha's mind. The sun from his eyes. Agni and Indra descend from his mouth, and from his vital breath, air is born. The firmament comes from the navel, the heavens from the head, earth from his feet, and quarters from the space from his ears. Through this creation myth, underlying the unity of human, cosmic and divine realities are espoused. For all seen arising out of the same original reality is the Purusha. That is what was little bit confusing to many people, and people start relating it that of the different castes or the jatis that we have in Hindus and say, we are divided. We are not. We are all from the same Purusha that we talk about, and that is all in our Vedic chant that we regard as our holy, holy scriptures, and it is nothing but the Vedas from which Hinduism comes through, from Hinduism flourishes, and Hinduism being what it is today is all from our basic essence of the Vedas that teach us. Thank you for joining us in today's program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. We are going to still listen to these chants. Just listening to them will give you very good vibrations as well as good things happening to you all the time with the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi and Sundareshwara. We will be back next Sunday bringing you the segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Meanwhile, do visit our temple in Pearland, as well as you can visit our website to sponsor the puja and call the temple at 281-489-0358.
आसीदन्तरिक्षम् श्रेष्णोद्यौ समवर्तत पद्भ्याम् भूमिर्दिशस्रोत्रात् तथा लोकागुम् अकल्पयन् वेदाहमेतम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णम् तमसस्तु पारे सर्वाणि रूपाणि विजित्य धीरः नामानि कृत्वाभिवदन यदास्ते धाता पुरस्ताद्यमुदा जहाल शक्रः प्रविद्वान् प्रदिशश्च तस्रः तमेवम् विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पङ्खा अयनाय विद्यते यज्ञेन यज्ञमयजन्त देवाः तानि धर्माणि प्रथमान्यासन् ते हनाकम् महिमानः सतन्ते यत्र पूर्वे साध्याः सन्ति देवाः अध्यः सम्भूतः पृथिव्यैरसा च विश्वकर्मणः समवर्तताभिः तस्य त्वष्टा विदधद्रूपमेति तत्पुरुषस्य विश्वमाजानमग्रे वेदाहमेतम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णम् तमसः परस्तात्
Now it's 11 o'clock, time for Quest of Hinduism. Today's topic is idol worshipping. And you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. Our number here is 832-704-9273. If you have any comments or suggestions, or if you want to participate in the discussion, please call us. Today's topic is idol worshiping. And again, the number is 832-704-9273.
So listeners, we're going to start with just a quick definition from Wikipedia. And here's one other reason why you shouldn't take everything that you read for granted. The definition of idol worship in Wikipedia is listed under idolatry, and it says idolatry is the worship of an idol or a physical object as a representation of a god. In all the Abrahamic religions, idolatry is strongly forbidden, although views as to what constitutes idolatry may differ within and between them. In other religions, idols are accepted.
And what is idol? Is it idol worship or is it ideal worship? In my mind, idol is a representation of the one form of God that we believe, and is the one form of God. And